The best way to study hypochondria is to study healthy bodies. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, with the thought for today. The best way to study, the best cure for hypochondria is to study healthy bodies. The best cure for hypochondria is to study healthy bodies. Now, who has a fetish about illusionary ills? Who has a fetish about unrealistic illnesses of the body? Who has such a fetish? Unfortunately, humanity has such a fetish. We think just because we are coming down with a sore throat, we're having a cold. We think just because there's a cold going around, we're going to have it. We think that just because conditions look like they might be something, that they're going to be something. And, of course, that's what hypochondria is all about. Why do we do such things like that? Why have we built that into our psyche? Why have we built that into our psychological way of looking at things? It seems sort of a defeatish attitude, something that's not going to be very beneficial to us. And of course, it's true. It will not be very beneficial to us. And it will not be very beneficial to us because it takes us into illness rather than into health. What is it that you want in your life? Do you want health or do you want illness? Now, any normal person would say, well, of course I want health. I want to have a healthy body. I want to have a healthy life, a healthy mind, a healthy being about me. I want to live in perfect health. Well, now, how can we live in perfect health? We live in perfect health by concentrating on perfect health, by surrounding ourselves by perfect health, by thinking perfect health. You say, well, that doesn't really do it when you have a real disease or a real problem. Oh, yes, it does. You take your direction of thought and move it away from the appearance into the reality which you are. You take your thought and you move it away from illness into wholeness. Do you think there's any possibility that we could ever experience wholeness while we're thinking about illness? And, of course, it's rather rare and rather difficult. When you think about wholeness, you think about happiness, you think about health, you think about joy, you think about purity of consciousness. There is no place for a hypochondriatic type of thinking. There's no place for that. There's no place for thinking about imaginary illnesses. There's no place to think about something that we don't want to experience. It demands that we take all of our attention, all of our thought, all of our ideas for ourselves, and put them into the positive attitude that we want to experience. And this positive attitude that we want to experience is something that only we can bring forth in our lives. Only we can bring forth in our experience. It is not something the doctor can do. The doctor, of course, can do all of the things that a doctor is so capable of doing, but the health part, the wholeness part, maintaining our condition of health, that's what we have to do. It's not the food we eat, it's not the medicines we take, it's not the environment we live in, of course, the mental environment, yes, but what it is our thought, our mental environment, and it's a good word for it too, isn't it? What is our mental environment? Is our mental environment one of health, happiness, harmony, peace, joy, truth, love, goodness? Then that is what our physical environment will be. If our mental environment is one of happiness, health, peace, love, joy, and goodness, then that is what our physical environment will be. We can take all the cases we want to review and discuss where people have had attitudes that destroyed them, but they're legion. We don't need to worry about them. We can take all the cases where people have changed their mind and began to think about happy thoughts, think about healthy thoughts, think about wholeness, began to associate with people who only thought wholeness. Be whole. Be therefore made whole. This is the ideal that we want in our life. This is the thought that we want in our life. This is the direction we want to put our life into. But it is something we have to do. It is something we have to determine for ourselves. It is something that we have to make the choice of whether that is important for us now or not. No one else can do it for us. It is only something that we do. The best cure for hypochondria, for living in a world of illusionary illnesses, which we think are quite real, is to study healthy bodies. And to study healthy bodies, we think health, we live health. We look at children who live in healthy bodies. So many children, that's their total way of life. Young adults, adults. There are people we know who are, well, Kevorkian, who is 87 years old, and for his 87th year birthday, he is buying out some multi-billion dollar corporations, and he's doing all sorts of wonderful things. And he plays tennis in his private tennis court at his estate in Beverly Hills. He's just a fantastic man. Well, why? Because of his money? No way. Money is a great glory and a great blessing to him, I'm sure. That's just his toy. It's just his job. But he has a lust for living. He has a joy for living. He has a delight in living. He has a thrill in living in a healthy body. He thinks healthy thoughts. He won't let people with unhealthy thoughts come around him. He will not go into any environment where people think negatively. He lives a positive life. And in living that positive life, he lives long and well. Now that's just one example. And there are millions of them in the world, billions of them in the world. The majority of the people on earth are healthy people. Remember that. The majority of the people on earth are healthy people. And we belong to the majority of healthy people, happy people, hearty people, people who find the best cure for hypochondria is to study healthy bodies. And the best healthy body we can study is our own, and praise it and delight in it. Have a lovely, healthy body, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.